Thank you so much for coming out in the middle of the day at your lunchtime to learn Torah with us. Continuing on what Mrs. Spurn said last time, that the goal of this series, and I think the greater goal of the series over the course of the year, is to strengthen our resolve towards tefillah, how we daven, where we daven, the idea of going to shul. So last time we discussed the importance of tefillah, especially the importance of tefillah for women. So now what we'd like to do today is to discuss the importance of davening in shul. We'd like to discuss the idea of davening in the shul, what it means to daven in the shul, and why we should be taking it very seriously for our own tefillah. So we're not discussing tefillah b'tzibur today. We're not going to touch on davening with a minyan. We just want to discuss davening in a beis hakneses. That's going to be the entire discussion, is just davening in a shul. The source is two gemaras in brachos. Let's begin first with the first gemara in brachos and davov amid aleph. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. So Abba Binyamin says, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas. The tefillah of a person is not heard, Ella b'beis haknesses, unless you are davening in a shul. And it quotes a pasuk, Shne Amar, L'shmoa el harina v'el hatefillah. The pasuk in Malachim Aleph says that there's the place you go to hear the rina and the tefillah. What does that mean, the rina and the tefillah? So the Gemara says, B'makom rina, the place that is dedicated to rina, the place that is dedicated to the singing and the praising of Hashem, Sham tiyat tefillah. That is where our tefillah should be. Tefillah should be in a designated place that is for tefillah. Amar Ravin bar Rav. Ravin bar Rav says, in the name of Yitzchak, Minayin she Kadosh Baruch Hu matzu beis haknesses. How do we know that Hashem resides in the shul? Shne Amar Elohim nitzav ba'adas el. That the Hashem, in a way, is standing in the congregation. The word adas is like the word moed. What does the word moed mean? We say that a holiday is a moed, so it means to come together. The people, right? Yom Tov is all about people coming together, and right, Shabbos is about where we stay by ourselves. Yom Tov is about coming together. That's why cooking and carrying is allowed on Yom Tov, because it's a time of community where people walk together and come together. So the word moed here means that people come together in the shul, and that's where Hashem stands. Hashem Kaviyachol is in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul. That is the proper place for tefillah.
Is that applicable for women too?
Everything we're going to say, I know of no source indicating that it does not apply to women. Now, let's just make a comment here before we continue. Obviously, we have concepts of mitzvah esei she'azman grama, and obviously things are going on at the home, and things are going on in the shul. So obviously, we're talking about a person, for the rest of the time we have, is a person who is able to go to shul, but also making oneself able to go to shul as well, right? You can say, I'm putzer, I don't have to go to shul, and therefore call off the whole thing. But if you have the chance and the ability to maneuver things to be in a shul, so we're going to see, why not? Why not be in a shul when that is the best place to be? There is another source. Before we get to another Gemara in Brachos, let's look at the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos in Perakei Halacha Aleph, right? The Yerushalmi is not generally divided by dapim, by pages. Yerushalmi is divided by the Perak and the Halacha within the Perak. So says the Talmud Yerushalmi, Rav Chuna Amar, Rav Chuna says, Kol mi she'enu nichnas the Beis HaKnesses b'olam hazeh, whoever did not enter the shul in this world, Eino nichnas the Beis HaKnesses l'asad lavo, will not enter into the shul in Shemayim. You will not enter into the Beis HaKnesses in the Yemos HaMashiach, whatever this means. It's clearly hard to understand what it means, l'asad lavo, but whatever, whoever does not take the time to enter into shul in this world will not enter into the shul in the next world. Matam saviv rishayim yisalechu. How do we know? What's the reason? So the pasuk in Tehillim says that the rishayim will walk around, meaning basid lavo. Those the rishayim, the people who don't. We're not saying a person doesn't go to shul is a rasha. What we're saying is this person who is careful to go to shul will able to enter into the shul, you know, in the yeshiva shamala, in the yeshiva by a kaddish baruch hu. But the person who doesn't go, so they're going to be walking around the perimeter of the shul, wondering, you know, where, what's the code to get into the shul, right? You know, I don't know the punch, I don't know what numbers to press on the door to get in, right? That's going to be the people who don't go to shul in this world. They're going to be the people who are walking around the Beis HaKnesses in Olam Haba. Amar Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, HaMispalel B'soch Beiso Ki'ilu Mekifu Chomesh Shel Barzel. Now Rav Yochanan says that whoever davens in a house and not a shul is like you're surrounding yourself with an iron wall. Now, this line in the Gemara is very vague. And you have here a machlokas in the Mefarshim on the Talmud Yerushalmi. How to understand, what does it mean? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing, that there's an iron wall surrounding you? So, in one sense, the Pnei Moshe, which is a classic commentary on the Yerushalmi, says that it means that we're talking about someone who's unable to go daven tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore he sets himself in home, and the person does that has like a protection from Hashem. This iron wall protecting his home, this is one approach for what it means to daven at home. However, most of the other Mefarshim disagree. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the famous Rav of Krakow, and in his Golioni Hashas, which is his Chedushim on Gemara, and the Rash Cirilio, which is also a classic commentary on the Yerushalmi, and the Stei Yehoshua, which is another commentary on the Yerushalmi, all three agree to the following point, that the iron wall means that it's a wall that's stopping your tefillos. The person who davens at home and can be in shul, again, we're not talking about someone who can't be in shul, but the person who davens at home and is able to be in shul, so there's an iron wall surrounding your home, preventing, in a way, whatever this means, the tefillos from coming out of your home, going up to Shemayim. So, again, just to understand, this is Divrei Agada. We're not making a psak here. The Gemara is just presenting to us a perspective on the importance of tefillah in a Beis HaKnesses. Let's continue in the Gemara. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Hoshea. He says, HaMispalel b'Beis HaKnesses, a person who davens in a shul, kilu makriv mincha tahora. This is a person who's offered a very, very special mincha. A mincha is a flower offering, as opposed to an animal offering, a flower offering to Hashem. This is a very big deal. Ma'atam, what's the reason? Says the Pasuk in Shayahu, Kasher yaviu b'nei Yisrael es ha-mincha b'chlitor Beis Hashem. The mincha, the special mincha, is only brought Beis Hashem. The person who's in Beis Hashem, the Beis HaKnesses, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, that is the place where the tefillos are heard best. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Abahu, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, that's the pasuk we read on fast days, the Haftorah for fast days, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo. Find Hashem where He is. Eichan hu matzoi, where is Hashem found? Bebatei Knesios, bebatei Midrashos. In the Beis Knesses, in the Beis Medrash, this is where we go to find Hashem in Shul. Then the pasuk continues, Kira'uhu b'yoso karov. You should call Him where He is close. Eichan hu karov, where is Hashem close to us? Bebatei Knesios, bebatei Midrashos. In the Beis HaKnesses, and in the Beis Medrash as well. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bei Ravi Lazar, V'lo Od Ella, not even more so, Sha'alehen Omein Al Gaban Maitaima, Elohim Nitzava Adas El, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot. That in Shul Hashem stands over us, ready to fulfill our requests, to accept our tefillos, and the best place to do that is in Shul. So we brought a number of psukim already, a number of Maimari Chazal, indicating the beauty and the importance of being in a Shul. Yes?
Where can I find more about the historical process of the development from the Beis HaMikdash to tefillos b'tzibur?
About, what do you mean, the historical
values? I'm saying, hey, this time is the time of Gemara. Were they davening b'tzibur like this before, when they weren't, let's say it wasn't Pesach, or Sukkos, or whatever?
Even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we had a Beis HaKnesses, right? What were the rest of B'nai Yisrael doing? They were bringing korbanos, right. So there were shuls where people congregated, and they recited tefillos. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola, already back then, already had this idea of some sort of idea of tefillah b'tzibur. So we find the inkling, the very, very beginnings of tefillah b'tzibur. It wouldn't necessarily be what we call, what we call a shul nowadays, but there certainly is this importance to a makom tefillah, a designated place for tefillah, 100%. Even at that time in the Gemara. But to have any specific, historical documents, I'm not sure. But I'm sure we can find one. Okay. Let's proceed. The Gemara in Brachos continues on Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses b'iro, whoever has a shul in his city, ve'eino nechna sham l'hispalel, and he doesn't go there to daven, nikra shachein ra. He is called a bad neighbor. A bad neighbor to who? To the person down the block wasn't mean a bad neighbor. Shneamar ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, al kol shachnei harim hanogim benachala asher nchalti es ami es Yisrael. So Hashem seems to say, the pasuk says that the Beis HaKnesses is the nachlas Hashem, the portion of Hashem, the place where Hashem is, and whoever doesn't go there, Hashem is calling shachnei raim, my bad neighbors. You're a bad neighbor to Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Sadi, in Sifkatz and Lamed Ches, there in discussing the importance of going to Shul. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that the Beis HaKnesses is where Hashem resides. That's Hashem's home, Kaviyachal. We have in our generation. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Mikdash Ma'at, the miniature version of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is where Hashem resides. Continues the Gemara. V'lo od ela shegoreim galus lo levanov. He causes exile, some sort of form of galus, to his children, to himself and his children. Shneamar hinani noshnam me'alad masam v'yas Beis Yehuda etosh mitocham. Okay, that. The Pasuk says that Hashem is going to send them from the land into Galus. So just a few comments. The Orech Naaman writes on this Gemara that a person who doesn't go to shul when there's the opportunity is inferring that tefillah is a burden. I could do tefillah in the best way in shul. I could go, but I'd rather, you know, stay at home. You know, Mishpacha and Bina or People Magazine is far more interesting than Shul, and it's so much of a burden to go, so therefore, and I'm just going to stay at home. That's the idea regarding the bad neighbor. But the Maharal writes in the Siv HaAvoda, which is his, he has different chapters on different ideas of Avodas Hashem. So in the Siv HaAvoda regarding Tefillah, the Maharal says that the Shul is the place of gathering for the community. That's where the community comes to gather. They come to gather in the Shul. And if the person doesn't come to this central location, doesn't appreciate it, so then it's appropriate that this person should be sent away into some form of galus. If he doesn't realize the centrality of being together with the community, of coming together as one as a tzibor, so then Hashem says, clearly you don't value the idea of community. You can go someplace else. You don't need to be around other place else. You need to be together with other people. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amru le Rav Yochanan, Ika Sabi Babavel Tama. So they told Rav Yochanan, you should know there's very, very old people who live in Bavel. And Rav Yochanan was very, very confused. How could there be such old people in Bavel? Why? It says, V'amar l'man yirbu yimeichem. The Torah says that you'll keep them, you'll live for a very long time. V'yimei v'neichem, your children will live for a long time. Al ha'adama, when you're living in the land in Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah only promises arichas yamim, living a long life, when you're in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, how, says Rabbi Yochanan, can we have people who are very, very, very old living in Bavel? There's no promise from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he asks, Aval b'chutz la'aretz lo. Kaven de'amri lay mekadme mechashkin lebek nista. But when they told Rav Yochanan that these people in Bavel are very careful to go to shul and to leave shul at the right time and not to come early and to leave when it's done, so amar haynu dehana holu. That must be the reason why they live a long time, because they're careful about coming to shul. K'da'amar of Yeshua ben Levi levenei k'dimu v'chashech v'aylu v'knista k'heche d'turchachu chai. If you go to shul, you're going to have a long life. Amar of Achab, Rabbi Chanina, my kira. What's the pasuk? Ashrei adam shomei ali l'shaked al dal sosai. Yom yom l'shmor mezuzas pischi. You know, praiseworthy is the person who stays by my doors, the doors of the Beis HaKnesses, every single day. V'ksiv basrei kimotzei matzachayim. And the person who stays by my door, says Hashem, is motzei chayim. He finds life. So it's clearly, seemingly, a good thing, according to the Gemara, to go to shul. Okay, so we have a number of sources. Let's discuss the halacha. Where's the side of the halacha? So we've seen already a bunch of the Gemaras, and the Rif and the Rosh and the Tur learn from here that tfilos are only heard really in a Beis HaKnesses. And the Beis Yosef explains that according to the Tur says there's no benefit to daven in the shul unless there's a tzibur. All the Gemaras we spoke about, according to one opinion, say it's only beneficial to daven in the shul if there's a congregation there as well. But to go daven there alone, there's nothing special about the Beis HaKnesses. This seems to be understanding of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Afdal and Mabez, and Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Gilyon HaShas also seems to hint to this idea as well, that the Gemara is telling us that it's only special to daven in the shul when there is a tzibur there. Well, when there's a minyan there, when something is going on. However, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, in their commentary on Brachos, quote the Shita of the Gaonim, the rabbis who were after the Gemara before the year 1000, as saying that even if there's no tzibur, even if there's no congregation, there's still something special about being in the confines, the four walls of a Beis HaKnesses. There's still something to it. And this is clearly the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Periches, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says there's something important about being in a Beis HaKnesses. being in a shul regardless of what is going on there. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Sadi Siftes. Yishtadel Adam Lehispalel B'Beis HaKnesses. A person must work hard. You have to work. Make sure you get there to the Beis HaKnesses. Im Hatzibor. Vim Hu, if there's a Tzibor. Vim Hu Anus She'enu Yachol Avol Beis HaKnesses. If he's unable to get to the Beis HaKnesses, Yechavim Hispal B'Shosh Hatzibor Mispalin. So therefore, you should have in mind to at least daven at the same time that the Tzibor is davening. Now, what is this very funny word? What does it mean, Yishtada? We find this in very few places in the Shulchan Aruch. He should have said what? A person has to go to shul. Doesn't mean a person has to try to go to shul. I don't want to bother you, but if you can make it. What's this funny language of the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadel? So the Mincha, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, we don't have it over here, and again in Chelek Gimel, Rav Moshe says that here it means that a person has to. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says Yishtadel, but it is a chiyuv. A person must go to shul when possible. Why? Because there's a marked difference between davening in a shul and davening alone at home. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, how could a person be negligent when the power of his tefillos depends on being in a shul? Of course a person has to go to shul, because that can make a world of difference in a person's tefillos. Rav Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chelek Zayin, the Yishtadel means that a person should go to shul as opposed to davening in a house with a minyan, or davening in the basement with the Sefer Torah and people there, but it's not really a Beis HaKnesses. We'll discuss that at the end regarding house minyanim. But that's what the Minchas Yitzchak says, that's what it means. That opposed to davening at home with a minyan and davening in shul with a minyan, certainly the Shulchan Aruch is telling you it's better to daven in a shul with a minyan than to daven in a house with a minyan. There's an opinion of the Matzah Moshe. The Matzah Moshe says that when Chazal say that a person doesn't go to shul as a shachin ra, it means that even if there's no minyan, just to go to shul and daven by yourself, that's also as a shachin ra, says the Matzah Moshe. And we saw the Yerushalmi and Brachos and all that came along with davening at home versus davening with the tzibur. The Mabit, one of the great Bali Hashkafa, right, has a sefer called the Beis Elohim. So in the Beis Elohim, he has a whole section called the Shar HaTfilah, all dedicated to tefillah. And in Perek Hay, so the Mabit quotes a lot of the Gemaras we discussed already, and the importance of davening in a shul versus davening alone at home, and all these things. And he explains that once a place has been designated for tefillah, right, you hang up the shingle outside the shul, now this is kahal, whatever, and this is the place we're going to come to daven. So that place becomes a conduit to Hashem for everyone who davens there. It's like you hooked up to a faucet. When you have a Beis HaKnesses and you go there, you're connecting into a source, a place on the globe where it's not able to do that in another place. There's a marked difference in the spirituality, in the connection to Hashem, to a person who davens in the Beis HaKnesses versus the person who davens at home. The Chafetz Chaim wrote more than just the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, Mishmer Salashim. He wrote actually a lot of books that most people don't learn. And he wrote all different types of topics, of all different types of Musar and Hashkafa, and all different things. He wrote a sefer called Nidchei Yisrael. Nidchei Yisrael was a small volume that was written for one person only. It was for American, it was people who left Europe and went to America and went off the Derech in the turn of the 20th century. And he said, I'm writing a little volume for these people, you know, so they should stay from. Didn't work out always that way, but that was the Chafetz Chaim's hope. So in his Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, in Perek Hay, he cites all these Gemaras and tries to motivate the greenhorns from Europe who came to America, try to motivate them to think more about going to shul and not to abandon the shul, along these lines as well. There is a very interesting idea from the Chassam Sofer in his drushes. Let's look at the drushes of the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Beis, Amud Shin Tes, on page 309. So the Chassam Sofer has a very, very beautiful comment. He says as follows, V'hatam be'emes, l'chol zeh, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'rachamav. We're on the top of the second column. He says, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'rachamav, v'chasidav, hishir lanu mikdash ma'at. Hashem, in His great mercy, after destroying the Beis HaMikdash, left us a Mikdash Mat, a small Beis HaMikdash to go. Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, im elu noagim behem kadosh, and if a person treats that place with kedusha, and they treat the shul properly, azayheim asidin l'kvoa be'eretz Yisrael, then the Gemara says in the end of Megillah that those shuls are going to be lifted up
and brought to Eretz Yisrael.
So says the Chassam Sofer, V'yeshlehem gam atzeh kedushas Eretz Yisrael. When you go to a shul and you treat her properly with kedusha and you daven there and you use it what it's supposed to be for, it's as if, says the Chassam Sofer, it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. A wild idea. It saves you a lot of money on plane tickets. The Chassam Sofer is saying, obviously, and the Chassam Sofer was a great lover of Tzion, and obviously promoted moving to Eretz Yisrael, and his Talmidim promoted moving to Eretz Yisrael. But the Chassam Sofer says, if you can't be there, and you want to tap into that Kedusha, just for a moment in time, just to have a taste of what it's about, he says, go to a Beis HaKnesses where they treat you with Kedusha. And that gives you a little bit of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Tfilos, Mishtochos, the Shara Shemayim, and the Tfilos go straight up to the Shara Shemayim in a Beis HaKnesses that's treated properly and has this aspect of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Let's look at another idea from Yonas and Abishitz in his Yaros Tvash. Chelik Beis, Drush Tes. It's going to take a little bit to get to the point, but it'll be worth it after we see how he builds up this idea. Rav Yonas Abishitz says that there's something special about how it works in the Beis HaKnesses. He says, Aval b'derech nigla inyan hu. I want to explain to you how it works. Ki chaviven Yisrael she'enam tzrichim l'shaliach, v'harotzon she'en tzrichim l'mtsoi, v'tekef ha'avod v'atzfil ha'lechas me'adam l'Hashem. We are special because our tefillos can connect directly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ashchina chofefes alav v'mekabala mehemanu. When it comes to, when it kind of stays above the person, the shchina is right with them. V'zehu b'tzadikim gemurim asher heim devekim v'Hashem v'bili mesach ma'adiyo. For tzadikim, their tefillos, right to Hashem. There's no waiting, it goes right there for great tzaddikim. Aval bebeinonim, yesher leilech hatfil b'avodah tekev Hashem. For normal people, it's not always the way that tfilos go right to Hashem. Now, as just a statement, this is the opinion of Yonas and Abishus. It is not the opinion of everyone, but this is the opinion of Yonas and Abishus when it comes to tfilah. V'rak divchar beis hamikdash makom hashras hashchina, v'chol hatfilah havodah hi l'sham. The Beis Hamikdash, Sham Hishus Hashchina Mekabel Sfila. When you had the Beis Hamikdash, what happened? So when you were there, it was like a pneumatic tube, right? You put the little thing into the tube, and it goes whoop, and it goes right up to Hashem. Doesn't wait. Immediately goes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis Hamikdash Makom Memutzal LeKabel Tefilos LeAdam, and the Beis Hamikdash is that place to accept the tefilos of man. Umisham Olala Hashem, and there it goes up to Hashem. Ulechein Amru, Ulekach Amru, says in the Gemara in Brachos, V'hispalalu Alecha Derech Artzam, that every we face Eretz Yisrael when we daven. Shekol Hatfila Tihiel LeMakom Beis Hamikdash, that all of tefila should be towards the Beis Hamikdash. Kisham makom chanias atfila. That is where tefila is. Umisham alachi alim olim v'yordim, and actually the angels go up sulam nitzav arza la'alos atfila. The angels by the Beis Hamikdash bringing the tefilas up. What a beautiful image here. Kechalom shura Yaakov, just like Yaakov Avinu. Asher amar ze shar hashemayim. This is the gate to the heavens. Ach. Says we know Saint Bishops. Bavano Seinu Harabim, because of our sins, Asher Ein Lanu Mikdash, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore. Kimat Avda Tikva Lahalos Hatfila Shemayim. We have almost lost hope on the ability to get our tefillos up to Shemayim. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash. What's getting the tefillos up there? Amnam Bechasto Hutolanu Srid Asher Ein Dor Shein Bo Tzadikim Bnei Aliyah. But in every generation, there are going to be great tzaddikim, great people who can connect to Hashem. Lo yachzru milam v'gav tzaddikim. There will always be 36 great tzaddikim in every generation, maybe more. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, says Rabbi Yonasan Bishitz, there will always be a lamed vavnik. There will always be a great tzaddik of 36 in every generation. Im kein kol hatfilos sovavos l'tfilosim shal tzaddikim. And what happened is all of the tfilos are by these tzaddikim. U'mizdafikos b'tfilosim, and they stick to them in their tfilah. They have connections to these tfilos. V'u'she'ein masach ma'adil b'inu l'vein Hashem. And there's no barrier between these tzaddikim and Hashem. Now, let's go to the last paragraph. He says, Aval b'churbana. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chozer hadavar shetfilasim masafagas al tfilas tzaddikim gemurim. The tfilos depend on these great tzaddikim. Sheheim peneham ish al achiv. Ve'im kein Chozer hadavar leyosam mu'uram ish al achav b'tzaddikim gemurim. Ve'ein kam Beis HaMtsoi klal b'amsein ha'arabim. V'lekach b'churban Beis HaMikdash hayu kruvim m'orim v'heven v'dok shehu inyan gadol m'od. So says Rav Yonasan Abishitz, that by a Beis HaKnesses, what happens is that the tefilos of the people who might not be able to get their tefilos up there, they kind of stick around the shul. And when a great tzaddik comes to the shul, and the tefilos are hanging out in the shul, and his tefilos go up, so his tefilos carry everybody else's tefilos with them. So even if your tefillahs don't feel they're getting there, if you have the great merit that a great tzaddik comes and davenes in your shul, so they kind of carry the rest of the tefillahs that were hanging out in the Beis HaKnesses. But if you weren't in the Beis HaKnesses, so then they're not going to be there with the tzaddik to carry those tefillahs up. It is, I have to say, a radical view of tefillah. And we always like to understand that our tefillahs go directly to Hashem. But if this resonates with a person, so it's a nice idea. But clearly, it's more comfortable for us to say that our tefillahs, we don't need the tefillahs of a tzaddik to get to Hashem. But if this is something that connects with a person's neshama, so there's something to be said for it. This is what I just said. He continues on to the paragraph, the top of the next source sheet. This idea regarding the makom tefilaso, and he goes on to say what I just said about the tzaddik carrying up the tefilos when the tzaddik comes to the Beis HaKnesses and the tefilos are hanging out there in the shul. Okay, the Talmud of the Rashba, Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Shuib, we don't have it over here, but he says in his Drashos on Parsha Shmini that something that's so kaddish like a tefillah needs to be in a makom kaddish as well. How could you have tefillah just in your home? Something that's so holy and so special, just like you'd put a valuable jewel in a valuable safe or a valuable box, so tefillah also needs to be ensconced in a beautiful kaddish and very special area as well. I'd like to turn now, after we have seen at length the importance of davening in the shul, I'd like to discuss now the idea of the special idea of women in a Beis HaKnesses and women in the shul. The Baal HaRokeach of Eliezer of Worms was one of the great tzaddikim of the era of the Crusades. And there's a sefer called the Minhagos Vermeiza, which means the Minhagim, the customs of Worms. And on page Shin Aleph, on page 31 there, they have a letter from Eliezer Baal HaRokeach with one of the most interesting, upsetting, but also beautiful praises for his wife. And the story is as follows. On the night of Chaf Beis Kislev, which was just a couple of days ago, on the night of Chaf Beis Kislev in 1196, so Rabbi Eliezer Baal HaRokeach, as we're discussing, was in the middle of writing his commentary on Sefer Bereishis. And he just reached Parshas Vayeshev, last week's Parsha. And he was in the middle of writing it, and two crusaders, he records in his writing, entered his house, and they killed his wife, whose name was Dulza, and they killed his two daughters, Belet and Chana, and they also his son Yaakov. And he was distraught. He literally could not go on. And he writes the most beautiful eulogy in poetry for his wife. And in the Hesped, which is written al Seder Aleph Beis, according to the letter of the Aleph Beis, he praises his wife because she would regularly come to shul. The most beautiful prose, praising her for how a great tzaddikah she was, that she would push herself to come to shul. The Makor Chaim, which is Rabbi Yair Bachrach, his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, he has also a very interesting statement. Look here, on the first column, again on the second page, he says, the Makor Chaim is Simon Kufav, Mi amai temesi, in my days I am bewildered, al shalo nahagu besulos didan lelech beis HaKnesses. Why are the single girls not going to shul? Not them, not one of them, not a lot of them, not none of them. How come the girls aren't going to shul? And he's bewildered. He says, if you can go to shul and you have the opportunity and nothing's keeping you at home, why aren't you going to shul? Says the Makor Chaim, which is a valid point that he raises. Let's look at the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Akev, Remesh Tuf Ayin Aleph, a famous story from the Yalkut Shimoni, a great famous medrash. Maisa b'isha echas. It happened when there was a woman, Shehizkina Harbe. She was exceedingly old. Ubas lefnei Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. She went before Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Amr lo Rabbi Hizkasani Yosmi Dai. He said, Rabbi, I've lived a long life. I'm very old. I've accomplished everything I need to accomplish, and I'm ready to move on. But I don't know what to do. How can I move on to the next world? Now, there's a lot to discuss about the propriety of deciding that you're ready to end your life and affecting it in spiritual manners and things like that, but that's not our discussion for right now. So, my life has nothing left. She'eni to'emes lo maichel. I can't taste anything. My taste buds are gone. Lo mashka. I can't drink anything. Fani mevakeshes lifai termin olam. I'd like to pass on to the next world. Amar lei. So Rav Yossi bar Chalakta says to her, Ma mitzvah at lomda lemuda lasos b'chayom. What mitzvah are you careful about every single day? Amar lei. Lemod ani afilu yeshli davar chaviv. Even if I have something very beloved to me, ani menachas oso, I put it on the side. Umishkames lebeis haknesses b'chayom. I go to shul every single day. Amar lei. Menayas mechaviv haknesses shloshi yamim zeachar zeh. So Yosef bar Chalakta said to her, "Don't go to shul for 3 days." Halacha v'asa sakein. She went and did this. Uvayom ashlishi chalso mesa. On the third day, she came ill and passed away. So the power, the zechur, the great merit of going to shul as well. Next, there is a famous letter from the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if you've read it before or heard it before, but it seems to contradict everything we've said until this point. Let's look at the letter from the Vilna Gaon. What happened was the Gra, and there are different versions of the letter, there's different lines are changed, things like that. What happened was the Gra, who was a great Ohev Tzion, who desired every single day to move to Eretz Yisrael, wrote a letter to his family that he gave to his wife and his daughters for them that they should read after he left on his journey to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was, for whatever reason, which is not clear to us, the Gra turned back and had to come back to Vilna. So Vilna kept the Vilna going, and we still have the letter. So what does the letter say? The Iker Hageder Bebedidus. The most important thing is to be alone. Shalo seite chas v'shalom v'pesach beisecha chutzah. Don't go outside. V'ach beisach nesis tikatzer mo v'seite. Even to shul. Go very, very quick. Very, very little. V'yoser tov l'hispalel v'bayis. And it's much better to daven at home. Ki beisach nesis yesher l'hinantel mikina. In shul, there'll be jealousy. L'lishmo dvarim b'tein l'lashon hara. Right, there'll be jealousy. Oh, she, this one is dressed like this, and this one's kids are like this, and how come this one does this, and everyone's looking at each other, and you'll speak lashon hara, dvarim b'teilim. V'nashim alzeh, you'll be punished. Kmo she'amru, the Gemara Shabbos says, afa shomea v'shosek. Even hearing lashon hara is a problem. V'kol she'kein b'shabbos v'yom tov she'menasim l'daber. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, everyone comes together, and a lot of speaking. Yosu tov shelo tispala klal. Don't daven shul at all. B'sishmor shlo seilech lebeis hakvaros klal klal. And also don't go to the beis hakvaros. And goes on to talk about other things as well. He says, "V'gam b'teich yosir tov shul teich lebeis haknesses." The daughters shouldn't go to shul as well. Ki shamroa begadim tovim miskanos misapis vayas. They'll see that this one is dressed this way, and they're going to want to come home, and they want this dress, and they're going to want that one. So don't send the girls to shul, says the Vilna Gaon to his wife. So this is clearly not necessarily. I'm not saying right now that society changes and therefore the Vilna Gaon is wrong. What we do want to say though is that we do live in a slightly different era, and therefore what we'd like to do is understand that the Gra's words need to be measured against the prevailing reality. And you have to understand, if the Gra was correct, so what would be the benefit of women staying at home? And it's not entirely sure that, to me at least, that the best thing would be in that case. And I just want to quote from a tshuva from Rav Henkin. Now, not Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who was the contemporary of Moshe Feinstein, but the grandson, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who is the white husband of
Esther Tobali, Miriam Boyd, Rachel Freely, Sarah Herman, Sophie Blumenthal, Esther Duche, Rena Klar, Leva Kurz, Cassie Shulman. Please come to the front.
Who is the husband of Rabbanit Henkin from Nishmat. So he has a series of Sfarim of Tshuvos called Bnei Banim. He writes very, very interesting, very beautiful Tshuvos in a very interesting style. Definitely has very unique opinions. But in this piece here, in Chelek Aleph Simen Hay, someone wrote him a Tshuva about the rabbi of the shul was bothered because everyone's hacking the chinuch that they need to have groups for kids in shul. And he doesn't want to have groups, leave me alone. Why do we need groups? It's a waste of time. And Rav Henkin.
Sarah Herman. Esther Tobali, Miriam Boyd, Rachel Freeling, please come to the front.
So Rav Henkin doesn't agree. So he says as follows. Look at his words. Ukishala atzmi ani savor. Shekevan shenashim hayom yotzos lechol davar ulahalvai shetzen leves akneses makomo shakedusha. He says nowadays women are going out everywhere. This is not Vilna, 200 years ago. Women are going everywhere. Halavai, when they go out, they should go to the shul and they should go to the base medrash. There could be worse places to go. He says ubekarov in yiras Hashem ashlach liya sefer bodanti b'tzias isha. I have another sefer coming out that's going to discuss this. Upam shalasi es hagon mori v'zikni zecher tzalaf v'brach l'chayom. I asked my grandfather, with Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, Almad Shinimsa B'malcha Yehuda Shemelech Tzadik Holech L'Melech L'Rasha Holech Melech Tzadik V'Chol Zechlila. How come, if you look in Tanakh, that this one was a tzaddik, the father was a tzaddik, and the son was a Rasha, and the son was a, then that son was a tzaddik, and the next son was a Rasha? Why can't they have, one, get things together and have, two generations of tzaddikim? Hakim and Tanakh, everyone's flipping back and forth. Veheshiv shigam malchus hayusham, chlomar shehimahus heshpiu l'tov alara. He says, Yosef Yohenkin, you only know about the fathers, but you don't know about the mothers. Just because the father was a tzaddik doesn't mean the mother was. The most important hashpa, says Rav Henkin, is from the mothers. V'cheinu b'yameinu, roi la'odran la'orin la'vol beis haknesses. We need to awaken the women to come to shul. Zulasim ha'makum humakum shi'icha v'teila.
APAC meeting is taking place in room 205. Students attending the APAC meeting, please go to room 205.
So he says that obviously that's assuming that the shul.
Japanese writers, please go to the library.
That's assuming that the shul is obviously a proper place to go. If your shul is a churban and there's nothing spiritual going on there, so then, well, what's to discuss? But the shul is a proper place to go, so then obviously you should go there. And then he says, "V'imchosh kos nashim levelovei sekneses." And if the women want to come to shul, as I tzarich lisiachas is up a kovid rosh, you need to take it seriously. K'mos shematzana betrumas shekol shiravus bo siyish agvas nefesh lebodos lishar b'chutz. No one wants to be alone, staying at home. B'kol shabbos aseichem, because every single Shabbos the women are complaining they want to come to shul and you're not giving them a chance. B'chein ladati roy the make a rounds of something, so there should have to be some sort of groups on Shabbos. It is imperative that the mothers are allowed and able to come to shul. And Rav Henkin is very clear that this is the proper way to try to come to shul, to push ourselves to come to shul if possible. I want to conclude, and I think we've presented a very strong argument about the importance of coming to shul for men and women across the board. I want to conclude with one idea, and that is just the idea of a house minion. And obviously I'm biased because I have a shul, and but at the same time, that if you choose to, a person who chooses to daven in a house minion, it's clearly sacrificing this great tool. And the Shulchan Aruch said that yishtadel, a person needs to try to get to shul, and I can only implore you or ask that if you have a male in the house who does rely on a house minion, whether that is for Shabbos morning or whether it's afternoon or whatever it may be, to, again, not to cause this to shalom bias, but to understand that is a severe, severe bidyevet. That if you value the tefillos of your family, and you value the tefillos that you take seriously for the protection of yourself and the well-being of your children and your whole extended family community, then those tefillos are weakened by davening in a house minion. There are exceptions, of course. There are people who are sick and need a little bit of help, and hopefully they'll get better. But to have a set house minion is clearly violating all the principles we've discussed today. And I just want to quote from a comment that Rav Schechter made in a recent Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society. Just a quote, he says, it's improper to have a minion in someone's house. The Talmud Yerushalmi explains, Yeshua Hashem B'matzo refers to the Beis HaKnesses. The Talmud Bavli informs us that the Beis HaKnesses is Ein Tefil Sha'adun Nishmas El Beis HaKnesses, the person's tefillah is only heard there. The sanctity of the local art of the locale augments the efficacy of prayers, so that even an individual praying by himself should preferably pray in shul. The Talmud tells us that whoever has a shul in his neighborhood and does not attend services there is considered a shachin ra, an evil neighbor. So we should take the lessons of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we should inspire our shuls, we should build them up and make them rewarding places for us and our families to attend. Thank you.
Thank you.